Well, that was Cruise Ship Crazy by Gary Aria, and a suitable song to lead into our next story. Australia's ports are set for a bumper cruise season, with a record 60-plus cruise ships cruising local waters through the summer, including cruise ships that are making maiden visits down under. Princess Cruises' new flagship Majestic Princess, carrying around 3,500 guests, was the first new arrival and will be home-ported in Sydney for 6 months. Earlier, Veronica Matheson spoke to Carnival Australia President Sture Myrmel about Australia's busy cruise season.
With the start of Australia's busy cruise season, it's terrific to have you on the show, Sture.
Great to be here, Veronica.
Now, Majestic Princess was the first ship to arrive here, which is rather special, as she is the flagship of Princess Cruises and one of the biggest to spend the summer in Australasian waters.
Yeah, it was really exciting to welcome her, to have the newest, the biggest, and the most amazing of the Princess ships sailing into Sydney.
Years ago, Australia was considered a sort of little bit of a backwater by the international cruise operators, but she's finally made the big time.
Yeah, I think we've seen a tremendous change in Australia over the last 10 years or so, and now we have brand new ships from many brands operating in this region, and we see more ships coming of all sizes. So Australia has really established itself as a very exciting cruise destination.
Now, I'm based in Melbourne, which is not a port capable of handling the superliners right now. Are there going to be any changes in sight in the future for Melbourne?
There are some discussions and dialogue happening with Melbourne, and Melbourne has a bit of capacity left, and I think Melbourne is a tremendous port to sail from and to sail to. So I'm confident that we will be able to grow the cruise market to and from Melbourne.
And the big question is Sydney. It's already overflowing and cannot take any more cruise ships unless a new cruise terminal is set up. How are negotiations progressing there?
The New South Wales government recently announced a cruise development plan. From a CLIA perspective, from an industry perspective, we we'll all be working closely with the New South Wales government to work through the different options, and we committed to supporting them in finding a solution to the congestion that we are seeing in Sydney, and which is also limiting the growth for cruising in Australia.
It's crazy because if a visitor comes to Australia, one of the things they want to do is to sail into that magnificent harbour, isn't it?
It is, and I think it's important to comment that Sydney is critical for cruising in this whole region. Today it accounts for 60% of the business, but if we can get Sydney right, then that will have a flow-on effect to all the different all the other ports in Australia. It will have an impact on cruising to New Zealand. It will have an impact on cruising to the South Pacific. To get Sydney right is crucial for the future growth of cruising in Australia and the region.
Now, you're the man who wears two hats as president of Carnival Australia, which includes P&O Cruises and several other cruise lines, and you're chairman of Cruise Lines International Australasia, which is the industry body. So you really have the big picture when it comes down to cruising down under. How is cruising going in Australia?
Well, Australia will have a bumper cruise season this year. We're going to have a range of new ships and many returning favourites coming this summer. Whilst Sydney remains the gateway of cruising in Australia, but it's not just the capital cities that benefit from cruising. Regional Australia now is also sharing in the economic benefit of cruise tourism and the multi-billion annual economic contribution that it has in Australia. You see that in Cairns, they're going to do some dredging now, and that will improve access, and bigger ships can come and actually berth right at the heart, in the heart of the city. We have many wonderful, relatively underdeveloped destinations around the country. We're taking ships to Kangaroo Island now, which is an amazing experience. We've improved access to Norfolk Island, which is another tremendous place to visit. And a place that is not necessarily that easy to visit if you do it on your own. But if you can build some of these destinations in as part of a cruise, it gives you a great opportunity to reach some of these hard-to-get places in a very easy and hassle-free way. I was just in Broome for a conference, and having seen some of the sites and some of the experiences that you can have there, it's an absolutely marquee destination and very, very exciting.
But there again, they have limited port facilities, don't they?
The local government there, and supported by the port and the local tourism authorities, have done a tremendous job. They've now pledged money to do some dredging. They're going to improve the gangway facilities. So the whole access to the port is going to improve dramatically and make that an absolutely outstanding destination. So it's clear that the benefits are trickling out into regional Australia as well.
And I guess that in those regional ports, the local people would really put a lot into the arrival. They would make it rather special for the passengers on board.
Having a successful call and a good experience is important, not just to satisfy the guests that we bring there, but we want them to go home and spread the word and tell them what a great time they had. And the destination experience is very crucial to that taking place.
So do companies, cruise lines, actually send somebody ahead to work out what visitors should do when they get to that port and maybe get the local people involved so that it makes the experience even better?
Yeah, we have an ongoing dialogue and the relationship with operators, short tour providers, small businesses in many of the destinations that we visit. We constantly work with them to see where we can improve, where we can tweak it, and how we can make the overall experience and benefit to both parties even better.
Obviously, Australians go by ship because they find it easier to travel around the country by ship than they would if they have to get into a coach or into a car, those long distances.
Well, I think there are a couple of things that make cruising attractive. Firstly, it has a tremendous value proposition. And then, as you indicate, it's an easy way of traveling. It's hassle-free. You get on board the ship and you start your holiday straight away. And then I think with the breadth of product and the types of ships we have now in this market, there really is something for everyone. So regardless of whether you are traveling with a family or you have an extended family or it's a couple, young, old, there really is something for everyone. So it makes the whole proposition of cruising very, very attractive.
And highlights, I guess they would include Cunard's cruise line basing one of its iconic ships here for 2 months.
Yeah, Cunard's Queen Elizabeth will, for the first time, have an extended season sailing out of Melbourne and Sydney. And that has gone so well that for next season, we're gonna double that that period, and she'll be doing just over 100 days sailing from Australia. So I think that demonstrates really great confidence in the Australian cruise market and the various ports that we have in the country.
And I guess one of those Cunard iconic ships is on everybody's bucket list.
Yeah, no, they are really wonderful ships. My background is in Cunard. I worked for Cunard both at sea and on land for many, many years. So I've got a soft spot for Cunard vessels, and the three queens that are sailing the oceans today are just magnificent. They have been the standard for many, many years, and once you've sailed on them, you realize why.
Now, what do you see as the future trends in cruising?
There are many new, bigger resort-style ships coming and everything in between. And I think that range of product, that range of offering is what is really going to drive the message home and attract more people to cruising, because there's so many different types of cruising that you can have today.
And finally, Sturri, when are you off on your next cruise?
I'm trying to get on one of our cruises up to PNG. We've got some tremendous new itineraries going to a number of different islands in New Guinea. And some of my colleagues that have come back and been visiting up there are raving about the culture and the diving and the water and the beaches. And it's a place I'm going to have to visit pretty soon.
Well, I guess that's one of the hot new destinations, and you certainly need to go there so that you can tell everybody about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It really is one of those things you want to get off your bucket list.
Thank you, Sture, for your time, and safe cruising until we talk again.
Thank you very much. Pleasure.
That was Sture Miramel, President of Carnival Australia, telling Veronica Matheson that Australia is set for a bumper cruise season.
You're listening to the Travel Writers Show on JAIR 87.8 FM.